following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there.
Hi.
And welcome to Refuge Devos. We are so glad that we are.
Both of us.
So glad that you're here with us. And I brought Dave along with me for today's Devo. Dave Taylor.
Yes, that's me.
High school youth pastor extraordinaire.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Father of three.
Two in that three quarters.
Well, I'm...
Father of three in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean...
Pray for me.
We're going to give you...
It's three. It's three. Father of three.
And so, what we have come to talk about in our devotion time today is the work of God, the hand of God on our lives. And one of the things that hit me this last weekend, as we did baptisms here at Refuge, is that God is working all the time, even when we don't see him at work. Mm-hmm. And I thought to me, as I was listening to those testimonies, and just some unique places where God, in unique moments, where God like reaches out and touches someone's heart and soul and transforms them. And it wasn't like necessarily always like in a church. And God can totally do it at a church. Or God could do it in a youth room, and God does use those times, but in some really interesting places that people, the Lord just spoke to them and directed their hearts towards him. And it was really encouraging to me to hear that it's not always like when they're in front of us or because of us, that God is working all the time.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look back at your life, I know it's true of my life as well. I almost don't know it until I have those big aha moments with the Lord. But if you kind of like almost like a scene selection in a Blu-ray or DVD, you look back in points in your life and you see all those moments leading up to that one, the domino. That's crazy. Because sometimes it has nothing to do with the church that you're going to at any given time, but the Spirit of God just moving and working to get to that.
Yeah. And maybe you think of a time now and time where God just was so much at work in you, and maybe you weren't, the setting was not like I was singing in my church. Maybe the setting was I was driving in my car.
Right.
For one guy this weekend, he's like, I was in my shower and the Lord just broke me. And I was
come on.
I was like, that's so that's so incredible to me. It's biblical, and it's the thought process is God is the one who gives the increase. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, there's an argument, there's division in the church, and Paul's writing to the church of Corinth, and he says, what then is Apollos? Or who's Apollos? Or who's Paul? Servants through whom you believed. In other words, they were just vessels used by God. As the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Paul says, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything. In other words, we're just servants. We're just vessels that God uses. We're mouthpieces. Maybe we're hands that serve, but we're just vessels. But only God who gives is God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. We talked about that this weekend. You are God's field, God's building. It's all about God and the work that he does. And oftentimes we will put ourselves or other people in that place and say, well, it's because of that ministry, because of what he did or what she said. And the reality is, as I think about it and just rejoice in this, is that really it's God who's working. God is the one who does things apart from us and what we say. Maybe sometimes even in spite of what we say.
And I would say that to me, at least, is incredibly comforting to think of. If you're anything like me, and I think this is not just a me problem, I think this is more of like just a human thing. We know our limitations. Actually, maybe some of you aren't all the way aware of your limitations. There comes a time though where you're like, oh my, like I know where my limits are. And the fact that it is God, it's a promise there that it's God that's going to give the increase. And so we show up, we do what God has called us to do. We steward faithfully to the best of our ability, full well acknowledging that there are limits. But God doesn't have that, right? God doesn't operate on the same playing field as we do, I guess, in that sense. And so we can step up into this thing where it's like, God, this is enormous. I don't really know how to do this thing exactly, right? But God does, right? And our job is to be faithful to what he has called us to do. I find so much comfort in that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was literally, I just read this the other day, and it was a quote, and I might butcher it right now, but it's from Piper. And it was like, if you try to do tasks that you believe you can do, they're not big enough. Like they're not big enough. You need to operate almost in the sense of like, I can't do this apart from God. And that's where it's comforting, because God's like, I got you, yeah. You know, he's the one that gives the increase. I love that.
Yeah. So I was encouraged this weekend with the idea that God, you, apart from anything that we do here at Refuge, and maybe that's an encouragement to you too, as you think about maybe a son or a daughter or a grandchild or a friend who you're thinking, I've been trying to get him to come to church, mm-hmm. and I just can't get him to come to church. And I don't think you should stop trying to get them to come to church, right. or read the word. But at the same time, I can trust to know that God is at work, even when I have limitations and the things I say aren't always right. And yet God's heart is that he's still at work, and he's the one that then gets the glory. We never get the glory. We're mouthpieces, we're servants, we're vessels that God used. So hopefully that's encouragement to you today. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
The door that holds me in. This is the day that I